May 1809. Being landside never felt quite right, not since those heady days spent near Kellynch, when he was tempted to tie himself to the shore once more. That would not happen again. The sea was home to him now, and, if he had his way, would be for the rest of his life. He dragged his sleeve across his forehead, leaving a dark stain across the drab fabric. But what did that matter out here on the side of an island mountain? There was little elegant company to be found. It was not as though he had any want for stylish company, though. Sampling it once was quite enough. Miss Anne Elliot had left him with sufficient heartache for a lifetime. Inconstant, weak-willed, mild-mannered, spineless. No, giving in to those thoughts would do him no good now nor probably ever. He pinched his temples. Enough hours, days, weeks had been lost in those resentments. It was high time to leave those behind, just as he had left England behind. Damn, there were days he still managed to miss them both. He tapped his walking stick down hard on the rocky path and continued his trudge up the steep trail. Quiet. The woods were so very quiet. How long had it been since he had been genuinely alone? Months. Easily months. There was no solitude aboard ship. The Laconia was safely tucked away in the port, enjoying some needed repairs as his men partook in leave. The opportunity to be away should have been restorative. It should have been, but it left him far too much opportunity to think. To be alone with his thoughts, and worse, his feelings. He shook away the twitchy feeling in his shoulders. Everyone was better off when that could be avoided, especially himself. No, he needed something to do, some occupation to capture his attention away from those thoughts. One that required his full attention. Where better to do this than St. Michael's Cave? Exploring it with only the light of his torch, fighting the obstacles alone, one mistake, one fall, one doused torch from death in the chill, dank darkness. A proper and welcome distraction for certain. Such an amazing, glorious place it was. How could he not wish to revisit it? In the flicker of the torchlight, astounding, unearthly structures towered all around him, glistening water droplets like gems twinkling, beckoning him in farther. Perhaps one day he would attempt to explore further into the caverns, but there were already rumors of men lost forever in the bottomless recesses. His heart might have been ill-used, but not so much as to occasion losing himself in the darkness. At least, not on most days. He was getting close. The scent of damp limestone rode the edge of the wind now, replacing the saltiness. Cool and earthy, it had an appeal all its own, rather like the cave itself. He shaded his eyes and peered down the trail, the craggy, overhung cave entrance just visible. A piercing scream, like a cat whose tail had been stepped on, ricocheted against the rocks, echoing and amplifying before it faded into the stony landscape. The raucous chittering of the local apes followed. Blast and bloody botheration. A screaming cat he could have ignored, no matter how fond he was of the creatures. But not those frightful Barbary apes. Irrational though it was, those dreadful beasts with their mocking laughs and their not-quite-human faces. Nothing should be left to the mercies of those little monsters. The cave's mouth rose up before him, and just beside it, a mob of the stinking, tawny-furred little apes converged around something, shrieking and poking at it. Another feline scream pierced the air from the midst of them. Wentworth brandished his walking stick, swinging it into the middle of the pack. Several satisfying thuds and yelps followed.
"Get away! Out! Out, the lot of you! Begone with you!"
The apes, cowards that they were, screamed and fainted, but finally ran from him and his stick.
"Good riddance. Now stay away."
He shook his stick in the air. An ape laughed from the branches above. He stomped toward the trees. If that foul creature... A spine-chilling, plaintive cry. Pain mixed with fear. He turned toward the rock face. Leathery egg shards lay shattered on the rocky ground. In the center, huddled against the rocks, a slimy black ball of fur, the size of a small cat. Prickles rose on the back of his neck. It could not be, could it? Wentworth crossed the distance in three brisk strides, chest aching.
"Poor thing, won't you beat all hollow?"
"That won't fadge at all,"